Donald Trump on Kamala Harris, the honeymoon period's gonna end. By Hannah Knudsen on August 8, 2024. Democrat presidential nominee Vice President Kamala Harris's honeymoon period will come to an end. Republican presidential nominee former President Donald Trump said during a press conference on Thursday. Oh, it's gonna end. The honeymoon period's gonna end, Trump told reporters, explaining, look, she's got a little period. She's got a convention coming up. However, at the end of the day, Trump said this race is about policy. It's not about her. I think she's incompetent because I've watched her. She destroyed California. She destroyed San Francisco. Everything she's touched has turned to bad things, he said. I'm not going to use foul language, but everything she's touched has turned bad. She's incompetent, he continued, blasting Harris for failing to do interviews even with friendly media. Because she can't do better than Biden. Now, he had a reason for not doing well, and he was never, 25 years ago, the sharpest or brightest bulb in the ceiling, that I can tell you. Okay, he wasn't, but he could do interviews. At least, not lately, he couldn't, perhaps, but she should be doing interviews. He explained that Harris does not want to do interviews because her policies are so bad, providing a few examples. She wants to open borders. She wants to defund the police, she wants to take away your guns. Anybody that thinks they're not going to come after your guns. You know, when I was president, I totally protected the guns. And I think it's very important, he continued. Previously blasting Harris during the press conference for her ascent to the top of the ticket without the help of actual voters. He said, we have a constitution, it's a very important document, and we live by it. She has no votes, and I'm very happy to run against her. I'm not complaining from that standpoint. And I hate to be defending Biden, but he did not want to leave. He wanted to see if he could win. They said, you're not going to win after the debate. They said, you're not going to win. You can't win. You're out. And, at first, they said it nicely, and he wasn't leaving. And then, you know it better than anybody. Right, so when you think about it, they said, at first, they were going to go back to another vote. They were going to go through a primary system. A quick primary system, which it would have to be, and then it all disappeared. And they just picked a person that was the first out. She was the first loser. Okay, so, we call her the first loser. She was the first loser when, during the primary system, during the Democrat primary system, she was the first one to quit. And she quit. She had no votes, no support, and she was a bad debater, by the way. Very bad debater. And that's not the thing I'm looking forward to, but she was a bad debater. She did, obviously, did a bad job. She never made it to Iowa. Then, for some reason, and I know he regrets it. You do, too, he picked her, and she turned on him, too. She was working with the people that wanted him out. But the fact that you can be, get no votes, lose in the primary system. In other words, you had 14 or 15 people. She was the first one out, and then you can then be picked to run for president? It seems, to me, actually unconstitutional. Perhaps it's not. Watch the press conference below.